out in under center eye formation. Play action fake. Throwing right corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown Bears!
Hey, great job. Good start.
Mike, as you look at this opportunity from a career perspective, how would you look at it from the moment you sign?
I'm excited. Excited to be a Bear.
To where you are right here, right now.
To, you know, go into the NFL season as a starter has been, you know, a dream and a goal of mine for a long time. So, you know, now we're finally here. It's been, you know, a few months since I got here to Chicago, and I feel like we put in a lot of work, a lot of preparation, all leading up to this moment.
Just observing you from afar, and I don't know you well yet, you're a thinker, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to definitely think things through. You know, I guess you could say cerebral is a good word to describe me, but just laid back, easy going, and you know, I like to kind of carry that on out on the field and never show any, you know, any panic, never get too high, never get too low.
How did you manage to sneak in a master's?
I was able to graduate in 3 years and then got my master's in a year and a half. So again, that's something else that I'm you know, proud of while being, you know, a full-time athlete and then, you know, being able to do that as well.
Thanks for coming to Chicago, buddy.
We're happy to have you.
What do you want Bears fans who are passionate, what do you want them to know about you deep down?
Ultimately, I'm just, you know, a normal guy just like the rest of the fans in that, you know, I work hard just like this Midwestern town does, and I'm going to do everything I can to win football games for the Bears, and I'm just excited to be part of this city and be part of such a rich football tradition.
Who have you leaned on in your life all the way back to being a kid? Growing up,
yeah,
in Virginia.
I think definitely starting with my dad. Both my parents, you know, did a great job raising me and, you know, raising to work hard, discipline, and all those characteristics.
Did you get one where you put hands in Daddy's eyes? It's a classic one.
Clearly, you're taking it to a different level as a dad yourself. I see the September issue of Parent Magazine. I saw it in the lobby at Hallis Hall, big smiling face with you and your wife and your one-year-old son.
It's definitely a special feeling to be a parent, to be a dad. And, you know, he brings, you know, so much excitement to our family. And just be around him every day and see him grow. I mean, just little things that he does is so much fun to watch. When things don't go great on a particular day, it'll be great to come home to his smile and his laugh because I know he won't really care about the result of a football game. So that'll definitely be good.
Going back to the scouting prep organizations that rate players, you were the third-rated quarterback, according to Rivals, ahead of Andrew Luck, who was the number one overall pick in the draft. You've always had high expectations on you, therefore. So how have you shouldered those?
As high as those expectations are, I have equally, if not higher, expectations of myself. So, you know, there's been a lot of pressure on me, you know, coming out of high school and being a high recruit to, you know, just everything that I've gone through. So I think all those moments have prepared me for where I'm at now.
What do you see from Mike Glennon? That number 8 on that jersey over your left shoulder right there, that Bears logo, those colors, this city, this team.
I dream big. You know, I'd love to win a Super Bowl here in Chicago and be going down, you know, Lakeshore Drive or Michigan Ave, wherever they do the parade. That's where my, you know, dreams and aspirations are. So anything less than that, I think I'd be cheating myself.